701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And don't forget, agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy each year is about $6 billion. Agriculture represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base and employs approximately 25% of our state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture will help keep our state strong, but we're more than just agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans: a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues at Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Learn more about the organization by visiting the NDFB website at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We did have a couple off-air questions. Scott, you want to read the first one?
First, I'll tell you that we have coming up later this hour Senator John Thune, chairman of the Senate Republican Conference, our guest to discuss him being in the agreement that, look, we ought to tie Obamacare defunding to the overall budget battle. That's been a controversial issue between Republicans and Senator Thune in the Tea Party side of that particular debate. So we'll give him a chance to bring it to us from his perspective and welcome your calls from him. North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengel will join us at the bottom of the hour. New stats out on the crime rate for all of 2012, so good stats to finish. And by the way, any questions or comments, welcome. We had a full bank of calls and obviously a long news break there, so some folks not able to stick around. And our guest, by the way, is here to talk about a farm sanctuary program. The group actually called Farm Sanctuary. They have a new program called the Someone Project that aims to highlight research depicting pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals is more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed. Most of our audience has said hooey to that, and that's why we have guests, so we can challenge them sometimes, we can disagree with them, and we certainly welcome that opinion for our guest, Bruce Friedrich, who is the advocacy director for the program Farm Sanctuary. And there was a protest in North Dakota yesterday of Walmart, because Walmart buys pork products from some producers that use the confined pens for pigs, and so they brought out their inflatable pig and did a little bit of a protest. That's what prompted this. That and the lab-grown burgers that I know have your mouth watering, Steve. Wanting one of those lab-grown burgers, which is another animal rights advocate deal. So anyway, Bruce, and any questions or comments, Steve's right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll go to Larry and Cavalier, and then we'll come back to the off-air questions. Go ahead, Larry, for our guest. You're up.
Yeah, hi, Scott. I have a comment I wanted to make about not paying attention to the animals. I pay attention to them every day. When I sit down at the dinner table, I give thanks to God for putting such beautiful, tasty creatures on my table. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
A good table prayer, good idea, and you know, many people in our audience, on and off the air, have made that point. That these are here for a reason. That God put animals on this earth to be eaten. What do you say to the biblical argument here, Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Catholic, and I actually adopted a completely vegan diet after I read a book called Christianity and the Rights of Animals by a theologian named Andrew Lindsay, and he suggests that the Jesus's principles are mercy and compassion, and that what happens on modern farms supports misery and cruelty. And when we as people of faith have a choice between doing something that's cruel and something that's kind, even if we're not, you know, the ones directly doing it, when you sit down to eat and eat meat, you're not, you know, personally causing an animal to suffer, but you're making a choice that causes an animal to suffer when you could make a choice that doesn't cause an animal to suffer. And you know,
yeah, but are you
sort of
equating people?
Argument, but that's what did it for me.
Yeah, but are you equating people to animals, though, at that point?
Well, no, but for the same reason, I mean, the point of this project, as you've rightly noted repeatedly, is to say that pigs and chickens and other farm animals have the same moral worth as dogs and cats. And for the same reason, we wouldn't cram a dog or cat into a tiny little pen where she couldn't turn around for her entire life. For the same reason we wouldn't put them, you know, hundreds, or in the case of chickens, thousands of them on the backs of these transport trucks and take them through the North Dakota winter to a slaughterhouse for the same reason we wouldn't mass slaughter them. If we wouldn't do that to dogs and cats, we shouldn't be doing that to chickens and pigs and other farm animals. And I think you can make a strong Christian case, both for not doing that to dogs and cats and for not doing that to chickens or pigs or any animal.
We're talking with Bruce Friedrich, Advocacy Director for Farm Sanctuary, the Someone Project, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Rob in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Hey, I've got a question for you. You quoted all these studies that, in my mind, are a waste of time, but pigs that can do video games and everything else. How many thousands or even millions of dollars did we waste of the American taxpayers' money instead of turning around and spending that money and those animals and feeding all the homeless?
I would guess that those studies came off the, like, those studies probably came from the pork checkoff. I mean, the study with pigs playing video games was from the Agricultural Sciences Department at Penn State University. The stuff about chickens having foresight was from the veterinary medical school at the University of Bristol. I don't know that those universities don't get any taxpayer money, but I would guess that most of their money comes from, you know, comes from the people who are raising animals for food, since they're
most,
you know,
of that money comes
in
from grants.
Animal sciences department.
Most of that money comes from grants. We all know that, and it's such a stupid idea. Oh, let's see if a pig can play a video game. Let's just feed the people. That's what we're talking about here. You're talking about, let's take all this food out of the system, let's turn them into pets, and let's not feed the people properly.
Well,
besides,
I disagree.
That, you also mentioned that you have a good Christian basis for not killing these. God told Peter, take up and eat and kill what I have set called clean, do not call unclean.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Rob, if you have actually studied the Acts of the Apostles in any sort of Bible study class, you know what the point of that scenario was. But really, look at what's happening with battery cages or gestation crates or modern chicken slaughter, and tell me that that honors God's creation. So God said, designed animals to be able to breathe fresh air, to raise their families, to root in the soil, to give glory to Him, as you know. And modern farmers deny them everything that's natural to them. They can't even turn around. They don't raise their families. They don't give glory to God. I think it's a heresy.
I appreciate the call, Rob. Thank you.
I do so abusively, and I'm really quite surprised that any Christian would defend it.
Well, David Newman, a swine specialist with North Dakota State University Extension Service, has quoted in the story about the issue regarding gestation stalls, and says that allowing farmers to better that by using gestation stalls, it allows farmers to better monitor feeding, stop pigs from fighting one another, and prevent sows from crushing their newborns. Speaking of newborns, another listener says, what is the project's view on the abortion issue, since you're concerned about pigs and chickens? Are you concerned about unborn children?
Well, I mean, just like you wouldn't ask a pro-life organization to take a stand on, you know, global poverty or the First Amendment, the project is focused on the ethological work, the scientific work of animal behavior, cognition, and emotion. I will say that I personally, as a Roman Catholic, agree with the church's stance both on abortion and the death penalty, but it does strike me as remarkable that people who are pro-life would, every single time they sit down to eat and have the option to be pro-life, they actually sit down to eat and make, you know, pro-cruelty and pro-death decisions by choosing to eat, you know, tortured animals.
Sharon Hazelton for our guest. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah, Bruce, I have actually two questions. The first one is, have you ever worked on a farm with livestock? And two, what do you propose we do with all these animals if we stop eating them? I mean, cattle cannot survive on their own.
On the first one, Farm Sanctuary actually operates three farms, but they're sanctuaries, so they're farms for rescued animals, and we don't slaughter them and we don't eat them. But I have spent quite a bit of time caring for animals who we're not going to kill at our three farms. And the second thing is, we're not suggesting that the animals all be released into the wild. We're suggesting that people stop eating them, and as people stop eating them, people will stop farming and slaughtering them. So if, you know, half of the country went vegetarian today, that wouldn't save any of the animals who are currently on farms, but it would provide a huge disincentive to people to continue to raise them for food. So
let's try to get one more call in for the break.
Educational and to phase out raising animals for food.
Let's try to get one more quick call in. Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hey, sir, you lose all credibility when you start throwing out numbers like 97% of people agree with you. You haven't had one caller yet agree with you, so where do you come up with 97% of Americans agree with you?
In 2008 and in 2003, what I said is that 97% of Americans believe that animals should be legally protected from cruelty, and yet farm animal common practices are exempted, and that 97% is both 2003 and 2008
at
the Gallup
poll. We have to leave it there. Thanks for the time. Senator Thune, when we come back.
A very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. Always welcome your calls, questions, and comments. And, hey, we'll tell you, we're not always going to have guests on that we agree with, that we expect you're going to agree with. And I tell you what, when we saw this story about Walmart and the lab-grown burger and some of the animal rights stuff, and found this guest willing to come on and defend it and back it, we didn't think we'd probably get a lot of callers that would agree with him, and we didn't. But, you know, hey. You're welcome to call these folks and challenge them, and you did. So thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or our telephone.
And by a lot, that's defined as none.
Good point. None. And we didn't get to all the calls or some of the off-air calls that wanted to know a little bit about his funding and some other things, but yeah, way out there.
And the predation too. I had a couple of emails on predation as well that wanted to know how that was defined.
We had a question earlier about NDSU Bison star linebacker Travis Beck, who now is set to plead guilty in a plea deal, we understand, to a lesser charge or misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest because the felony assault charge is being dropped from that June incident outside a Fargo bar. You said earlier four games you thought would be appropriate. You were playing Coach Bowl. And we asked other listeners, if he pleads guilty to resisting arrest, should he be suspended? And if so, you know, what should be the just punishment? Some folks have upped your ante, Steve, a little bit here. Jody says, kicked off the team. More of you can weigh in on our Facebook page. Our next topic of conversation concerns Obamacare, an issue many of the listeners here have said, we want to fight. We want to tie that to the budget bill, and let's just do whatever we got to do to, you know, put a monkey wrench in funding Obamacare. Keep fighting has been the message for lawmakers, and one of those lawmakers that's heard you loud and clear is Senator John Thune of South Dakota, who joins us on our Newsmaker line now. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, Senator. How are you today?
Glad to have you on the program today. So update us on this Obamacare thing, and tell us why you've sided with the idea that defunding Obamacare ought to be tied to this budget battle.
Well, first off, I mean, Obamacare, by the description of the Democrats, is a train wreck. We think it's a disaster for the American people. You're already seeing significant premium increases associated with all the new requirements and mandates and taxes in the bill. So your families are seeing their premiums go up by as much as $2,500. We've seen individuals, particularly younger people, who are going to see massive increases in their cost of health care coverage. You've got employers who are either reducing their workforce or not hiring people they otherwise would hire, so it's having a profound and adverse impact in the jobs market. And it's pushing more and more people into part-time employment. You look at the jobs numbers, and the number of full-time jobs is dwarfed by four times the number of part-time jobs. So what's happening is employers are saying, you know, we want to keep people under this 30-hour requirement in the bill, and we're gonna put people back into part-time. So the Obama administration is creating part-time jobs, not full-time jobs, and as a consequence, there are a lot of people out there who are seeing their take-home pay go down. So it's a mess. It needs to be, we need to do everything we can to stop it from being implemented, and then we're getting very close to that date, as you know. One way to do that is trying to fund it, and I think that we ought to be doing everything we can, every tool at our disposal, between now and the end of the year to see that this thing doesn't get implemented. Even the president himself has acknowledged that there are elements of this that need to be delayed. He proposed delaying the employer mandate, and we think it ought to be delayed for everybody.
Senator, one of the biggest concerns I have is when you start seeing people's hours cut back. You know, we're a little different in the Midwest, South Dakota, Montana, in that we, a lot of people have 2-3 jobs. Right. Now we're going to a system where the rest of the country is going to wind up getting used to having 2 or 3 jobs because you're not going to have the full-time jobs. That's a big fear for me. Is that a concern with the party?
Sure it is. And if you look at already what's happening as a result of just the apprehension about this thing being implemented, you've got employers who are pushing more and more people out of full-time work into part-time work. And you're right. Here in the Midwest, we have a lot of people who work multiple jobs, try and make ends meet. We've got a very committed, conscientious workforce in this part of the country. But you're going to see that trend grow nationally. And, in fact, in the month of June, you know, we saw 322,000 people go from full-time to part-time jobs. And this last month, when the jobs data that they announced last week, the number of part-time jobs quadrupled the number of full-time jobs created. So it's a trend. It's going to continue. That's not a good thing. It means that people are – if they're not going to have full-time work and they're not going to have the types of benefits and health care coverage, and they're going to have lower take-home pay, and that's going to mean a lower standard of living, and we're seeing that already.
You know, our listeners have said, we just want to fight on this. You know, Senator Coburn of Oklahoma and a few others who have pretty solid conservative credentials have just said, our own Congressman Kevin Cramer as an example, who you campaigned for, you know, has said, you know what? it's not going to work. That they're just going to, Obamacare will go on regardless of whether we end up having a budget battle and shutting down the government. Where's that debate at? You're a number three Senate Republican, chair of the conference. What, has that been settled among Senate Republicans on the best approach?
Well, there are a lot of discussions going on, Scott, and I think that right now, as we get into these budget battles this fall, you've got the continuing resolution to fund the government, you've got the debt limit increase, both of which are going to be leverage points, and I think that both are going to be opportunities to try and get some things done that we think are good for the country, good for jobs, one of which would be getting rid of Obamacare. That being said, we know how hard that's going to be. I mean, you don't have the votes in the Senate. You got a Democrat president for whom this is his signature accomplishment. So in the House of Representatives, it might have some different ideas. I've talked with members of the House about what they might try and do. But I think at every opportunity, we ought to be looking for ways to stop this thing from being implemented. And defunding it, of course, is one of those. Now, there are a number of senators. I was on that letter. There are other senators who took issue with that approach. I think in the end we'll come behind a strategy that we think makes the most sense and has the best likelihood of success. But I don't think that for a minute to just, let this thing go and just assume that there isn't anything we can do about it. We need to be fighting this thing. The American people want us to fight this thing. It's very unpopular, and it's going to be a disaster for the country.
Senator, quickly on the farm bill, as far as the conferees, why did the Senate step up, and why do you think the House is not yet for getting the conferees together?
I think part of it is the House would like to move. They moved separate provisions of the bill. They left the nutrition title as a standalone bill, and they haven't passed it yet. So they passed the commodity title and a lot of the other titles of the bill, but the nutrition title is very controversial. So I think what they would like to be able to do, if they can, if they believe the votes are there, is to move that title of the bill and then to marry them up before they go to conference with the Senate. The fear among House members, and I've talked to a number of them, is that if you go into conference with the Senate without a nutrition title, you end up with the Senate nutrition title, which is has no reforms in it, has virtually no savings in it. And the House would like to see us do much better, and all of us would. I mean, I think one of the great, disappointments about the Senate passed bill is it didn't really do anything to reform what is the biggest driver in cost now of the farm bill. 80% of all farm bill spending is in the nutrition title. There are a number of things that we could do. I had a number of amendments, tried to get offered on the floor. It got blocked that would have made reforms and improvements in the nutrition title and saved taxpayers a lot of money without hurting the people who need food assistance. And so that's, I think, right now is sort of holding it up. But I think that they'll figure that out. Either they'll pass the nutrition title, go into conference. If they can't pass the nutrition
title, hopefully sooner rather than later. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Senator, we'll have you back. I know some folks wanted to chat with you on the phone. We'll have you back next time, a little more time for our callers to weigh in. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, thanks for the update on those two important issues. Attorney General Wayne Stengel, when we come back.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill & Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312, 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. We're going to chat with the North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem in just a moment here, so stay tuned for that coming up. Welcome a new sponsor to the What's On Your Mind program, the North Dakota Oil Can program and the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You can find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. There's great energy facts about what's happening in North Dakota and energy security and the economic impacts and Bach and info. Information about the jobs available and, by the way, all kinds of events as well, including cleanup and fun day tomorrow in Newtown. They're doing a cleanup and fun day and a battle of the bands. So check all that out and Newtown details at NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
And time to check in with North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem on the crime rate in North Dakota increasing. How much responsibility the oil boom is to blame for it? Senator Heidi Heitkamp recently came out pointing her finger at some of the crime statistics and saying that the oil boom in part is because of that, the growth in the western part of the state. Are those numbers bearing out, Wayne?
Well, yes and no, I guess, is the best way to analyze these. And maybe it's a good thing for me to do to just outline what our uniform crime reports are that are collected here in our office. This is something that we've done for decades here, and so has every other state. And those uniform crime reports were designed to give an indication on the number of offenses that are reported so that one state can compare itself to another state as far as the crime rate goes. So we release these figures every year. Lately, we're paying much more attention to what's happening out in western North Dakota. And these crime reports that anybody can look at our website, we have the charts and the graphs and the numbers. They go on for 80 pages or so. And so there's very useful information. But the statistics show up in two different categories. First, the violent crimes, which are murder, non-negligent homicide, aggravated assault, rapes, those kinds of things. And then the other category that is property crimes, which comprises over 90% of the total number of crimes that are reported. Those are larceny, theft, shoplifting, motor vehicle theft, those kinds of things. So these are reported to our office, and we release them every year. We've tried to do an analysis to show what's happening out in the oil patch, because everybody's interested in that. The facts are that the total number of crimes reported in North Dakota is up, and up in just about every category except for burglary, which is the one that that did go down last year. So the total number of crimes in North Dakota was 7.9% increase over the year before. And violent crime, which is, of course, the most serious, that was up 7.2%. We analyzed, and you can look at the charts that we have to show what's happening out in western North Dakota. It's a little difficult sometimes to give a picture because the statistics that we use for the population of North Dakota are those that are in the U.S. Census. And so we're tied to using those. But we have included some charts that give our best estimate on some of the increase in population. So, because we know that though the crime numbers are up, so is the population, especially out in western North Dakota. And what they show is that for the total crime rates that the oil boom is not responsible for a huge, you know, for a huge increase in the rate of increase. We know there's, for example, about 25,000 people living in crew camps. They're not counted in the census, and neither are any of the other temporary residents who are located in, they're living in their cars or trailer parks or other places where we just don't know what the number is. But we do have a pretty good handle on the number of people who are in the crew camps, and that's about 25,000. When you factor those in, we see that many areas of crime aren't going up out there, and you're in no greater danger of being a victim of a crime there than you are anywhere else. And that is especially borne out when you look at the figures on one of the crimes lots of people talk about is rape. And looking in those 14 oil counties, the rate of increase is not greater than it is anywhere else in the state. The three counties that are the exception on the violent crime statistics are right in the heart of the oil production: Williams, Montreal, and McKenzie. And they do show an increase in violent crimes, and a considerable increase, but it's not because of the rapes. It's because of the aggravated assaults that are occurring out there. And with the exception of those three counties, the violent crime rate went down in many counties, including Ward and Stark. The violent crime rate went down, not up, in many of those counties. So I think that the characterization that we have the Wild West out there, that law enforcement isn't present and working hard, it would not be entirely accurate. Now, that being said, we do know that the drug problem is a real problem statewide, but in particular out in western North Dakota, where the number of arrests looking over the last 10 years has gone from about 115 arrests 10 years ago to 589 just last year. And the other thing that we worry about with the drugs is that we're seeing an increased presence of organized criminal enterprises, and that's something that the legislature addressed, my office is addressing, and we're addressing locally.
Wayne Stinson, the Attorney General, with us on the program. Let's go to Bruce in Osakis, who has a question. I have a couple follow-ups here as well. Bruce, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind for the Attorney General.
Good morning, General. My question for you is about these apartment leases. I'm stuck into an apartment lease that requires me to I have to purchase equipment. My daughter's been confined to a wheelchair, and that obviously has changed my living conditions. We own a second floor apartment, and my lease requires me to purchase all the equipment necessary, pay to have it installed, and pay to remove it and return the building to its original condition at the termination of my lease, or pay extensive fines as well as lease cancellation fees, the whole works. How do I get out? I can't afford that. I mean, even if I could do that, I could custom build a house myself.
Might I suggest that you contact the Labor Department to see if there's a housing discrimination issue? They handle those kinds of things. You can call the Labor Department here in the Capitol in Bismarck and see what they can do to help you with your specific issue.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Appreciate it very much. 7.9% increase in crime is not something you want to come on and tell us. But if we looked at every statistic in North Dakota, many of them good, economic activity and the amount of people and jobs and everything else, everything is up. Is that 7.9% overall consistent with just the fact there's a lot going on in North Dakota and there's more activity?
There's a lot going on, and of course these are areas of concern. As I mentioned to you before, Scott, released these every year, and usually I have some good news to give. Unfortunately for 2012, the news wasn't all that good. But the important thing to do, in addition to everything that I've already talked about, is to look not just at what happens from one year to the next. And for example, the 7.9% or 7.2% increase over the last year, we have charts that show what the trends have been over the last 10 years. And so it's really much more useful to look at not 1 year in isolation, but see what's happening across the decade or longer period of time. And you can do that. When I see those kinds of things, I do continue to worry about the aggravated assaults. Those have gone up statewide at a rather inexorable rate, and we need to really do more to get a handle on that. The other is the issue of the drug situation, and we continue to battle on that front. But I will tell you that I go out west to North Dakota all the time and feel relatively safe. And most people ought to feel relatively safe, where you see things like the aggravated assaults that are going up at a rather substantial rate. Those are either domestic violence situations or increasingly bar fights that are happening in bars or around closing time. And so it's possible in those, at least with those aggravated assaults in the bar areas, to avoid them by not being there.
And if I'm reading your stats correctly, specifically on aggravated assaults, the number's up 1% in oil counties, but up 3% statewide.
But that's right. It went up. It went up at a slower rate in those 14 oil counties, where it went up 1%, and in other areas of the state it went up 4%. So you know.
And on the drug numbers, I mean, 115 in oil counties in the number of cases in 2003. Well, that's 9 years ago. So you look at, you know, the 9 years worth of growth to go 115 to 589. It's an alarming number to see on paper, but sort of tracks the population and activity growth too, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, but I do know that in addition to just these stark numbers that we report, what I'm hearing from our drug agents out there is that there's a lot of things that we really have been and need to give increased attention to, and that's the organized criminal activity that's coming in, and what we're seeing in the area of drugs are greater amounts, a more diverse nature of the kind of drugs that we're seeing, where 10 years ago and half an ounce of meth was considered to be a large amount. Now we're seeing a half a pound or a pound, and coming directly from the manufacturers or suppliers rather than through the network on the way all the way up here. And so I will say that I was quite pleased that the legislature gave funds to my office to add 3 BCI agents, and they will be concentrating on the efforts out west and in particular on the drug issue, and added staff at the crime lab who analyze these samples when they come in, and then local law enforcement work very well with us, and they have been adding officers and in the sheriff's office and in the police departments that work with us on some of these serious cases, and I'm very hopeful that next year when we report next year's statistics, we'll have some better numbers to show.
Wayne, we're coming up against a break. I was wondering, were you able to hold over for a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, we'll come back after the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Wayne, I wanted to ask you if North Dakotans are afraid to look in the mirror, and I want to see where those statistics are coming on the drug side of things. We see those increased drug numbers. It seems to me like, though, the oil industry within itself, from a safety standpoint, tests. So I want you to explain to the listeners where the differentiation is between the drug use that is up in western North Dakota. Is it North Dakota residents? Is it within the oil industry? Where do those numbers lie? We're talking about North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem on the crime rates in North Dakota. I'm Steve Eichel along with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-228-0550. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel, 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions. Today's question, why do farmers use high-tech gizmos in their equipment?
We call it precision agriculture, and it's used by more than 50% of U.S. farmers and ranchers. GPS and auto-steer guidance systems are two types of precision agriculture used to increase crop yields, lower costs, and reduce chemical use, which benefits the environment. The two types of technology work together by helping farmers identify precisely where to plant seeds and how many, and if needed, to apply variable amounts of crop protectants and fertilizers. And the accuracy of these systems is pretty amazing, generally within a few inches or less.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We're talking with North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem concerning the crime rate in North Dakota on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. along with Scott Hannon. I'm Steve Bakken. Wayne, before the break, I wanted to ask you about where those crime numbers are coming. Within the oil industry, it seems like that's one of the most tested, safest places because of the safety concern. You can't have people that are even recreational drug users on oil derricks. Where are those numbers coming from then?
You're absolutely right. The oil companies are among the most reasonable and worthwhile to deal with because they want to be responsive and they want to be helpful. They certainly don't want anybody who's using drugs because it injures or leads to potential fatalities. They do care. They don't want their workers to be injured, number one. And number two, it causes all kinds of problems if they are, everything from OSHA to slowed production to all of those kinds of things, but mostly because they do care about their workers, and they test them. And fortunately, with the labor market being what it is, they can fire somebody. They can afford to fire somebody, and there's always somebody who's available to come in who's willing and able to pass a drug test. So they're among the best to actually deal with. But what we see are, first of all, the locals, people who have always lived there, have used drugs, and that now is no exception. And then, of course, there's lots of other people coming in to work in auxiliary industries, everything from the service industry to construction, or people who come up who have nothing in mind except to maybe find a place to make a quick buck. And those are the kinds of folks that we're seeing out in the oil patch. I give a lot of credit to the ability to work with the oil companies. They are responsive in many areas. I'll give you another example. A lot of people are wondering, well, where are all the registered sex offenders living? How do we know when they come in? And I sat down and visited with some of the oil companies saying, will you just take our list of sex offenders and scrub it against your list of employees and make sure that we're knowing exactly where they're working, where they are? And they were very willing to work with us. The problem that we had is with all those other employees who are coming in and working elsewhere. And so during the last session with their assistance, we got a bill passed that says that people can go to the one place where everybody has to go when they get a job, which is job services through register. We're going to have a computer program and we'll scrub that list of new employees against our list of registered sex offenders. So we'll be able to figure out exactly where they are. But that's just an example of the oil companies. We found it not difficult to work with them at all.
Wayne, any evidence of the politics entering this? I know one thing that thankfully a judge threw out was a bit outrageous was prosecuting oil companies for dead birds at pits and selectively finding a handful of birds around the states and of these places flying around and whenever I see some of these federal efforts to highlight in the case of oil country, a drug issue, whatever, my antenna go up a little bit to say, hey, is this being politicized because of a separate agenda of not liking oil production? Have you seen anything where politics are entering?
I guess anyone can ascribe motives to others that they wish. I wish to do for my own purposes. We get the numbers that come in and we report them in the charts that we have, and the numbers are what the numbers are, and we watch because we want to make sure we're keeping North Dakota, one of the safest states in the country, and I should mention that as long as I'm on the line, that although our rate has been increasing and our numbers have been increasing as well, North Dakota is still and will continue to be among the safest states in the country, and it's my job and others' job to do whatever we can to assure our citizens that law enforcement is working hard, properly trained and equipped, and then to give the public the actual numbers that they want to look at and decide what to do, and continue our efforts to keep us safe.
Wayne, what are you looking at for the future? What is this law enforcement doing, and are you working with Timothy Purdon to work on some of these out-of-state interests that are, especially with the drug problem, to relieve some of the pressure, especially in Western North Dakota?
We do, and I have to say that I visit with my colleagues who have law enforcement authority across the country, and the one thing that I really can say is that our working cooperative efforts with the federal agencies, the state agencies, and the local sheriffs and police is among the best in the country.
And Wayne, we're up against the break.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and continued good efforts. This is What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Wayne.
Wayne Stenger, North Dakota's Attorney General, our guest on the program this half hour, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All kinds of facts, resources, and ways to get involved. Energy facts, energy security. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll do it all over again tomorrow right here on KFIRE, KCJB, KLTC, KTGO, and AM 1100, The Flag.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.